Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and today we're going to look at the subject everyone goes through but no one really likes to think about, and that's called adversity. It seems that it's just a fitting subject for April 15th, better known as Tax Day, but it can still be, yes, it can still be a marvelous Monday. Nobody enjoys adversity, yet we know it comes to everybody. So let's look at it from a scriptural point of view. There are actually two possible responses to adversity, and we can find them both in the life of Job. In Job 2:9 in the Living Bible, it says, "His wife said to him, 'Are you still trying to be godly when God has done all this to you? Curse him and die.'" Now, first thing we can think about is this lady probably didn't handle adversity very well. Yes, she had lost her family also and the fortune also, but she also thought Job would die or should die. And obviously it gives the idea that she's blaming him for what happened. When adversity strikes, we can't flake or freak out or shut down or shut out those that are our loved ones or isolate ourselves from those who can really help us get through it. And it's important to notice how Job's response was to adversity. In Job 2:10, this in the Classic Amplified, it says, "But he said to her, 'You speak as one of the impious and foolish women would speak. What? Shall we accept only good at the hand of God? And shall we not accept also misfortune and what is of bad nature?' In spite of all this, Job did not sin with his lips." It's particularly interesting to me the last sentence of this scripture. It says Job did not sin with his lips. Sometimes we, and many of us, of course, who've been schooled in the, you know, watch what you say, which we teach a lot of, be careful what you're saying, doesn't mean that you're not thinking a lot of things that you'd like to say. Really, think about it. But it says Job did not sin with his lips. We don't know what he was thinking. We find out some of it later. But how we act and react when faced with adversity can often determine, really will determine, whether or not we are going to make it through the adversity and be successful in life, truthfully. In Proverbs 24:10, I remember the first time I saw this after I'd really come up with from it, some adversity in my life. Proverbs 24:10 says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." And I thought, wow, I don't want to feel that my strength is small. Proverbs 24:10 in the Message Bible says it this way, "If you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place." I thought, boy, I want something to be, well, substance in my life and not fall apart. Strong's Concordance defines adversity as distress and trouble. Owing more than you can pay, that's adversity. Facing a foreclosure, that's adversity. Dealing with rebellious children moved more by popular culture than by the word of God, that's adversity. Facing a divorce or somebody walking out on you, that's adversity. Going to work each morning wondering if today's the last day on the job, that's adversity. Listening to the doctor give you a bad report, that's adversity. I say all that to say the bottom line is everyone living on planet Earth is going to face some type of adversity. It's just a fact of life. However, the measure of us as a child of God is not whether or not we can avoid adversity, but rather how we respond to it when it happens. And here are 7 things that we need to know scripturally when dealing with adversity. And hopefully that'll help us all get through the next adversity better. 1, enter your sanctuary when faced with adversity. Psalm 9, verse 9 in Young's literal translation says, "And Jehovah is a tower for the bruised, a tower for times of adversity." Classic Amplified Bible translation of that scripture says, "The Lord also will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed, a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble, high cost, destitution, and desperation. That's a mouthful. That's really good scripture. Psalm 37:39 in Young's literal translation says, "And the salvation of the righteous is from Jehovah, their strong place in a time of adversity." Notice everything is sending us where? To our Lord God. Message Bible translation of Psalm 37:39 says, "The spacious free life is from God. It is also protected and safe. God strengthened, we're delivered from evil. When we run to him, he saves us." Great scriptures. Number two, engage your advocate in the midst of adversity. Job 36:15 in the Amplified Bible says, "He delivers the afflicted in their affliction and opens their ears to his voice in adversity." Wow, I have a great, truthfully, story on that. I might digress really quickly. There was a young girl years ago that, well, we knew, and she went to work for a newspaper, and this came out in her little column, and I thought it was a great story. Her boss had called her from out of town, and he said, "Hey, I need you to run down to the dry cleaner and pick up my suit. I got to have it for this weekend." So she said, "Okay." But when she's getting ready, she didn't tell him that it was pouring rain, and I mean pouring rain. So she took the newspaper, she worked at the newspaper, put it over her head, went out to her car. She said her heels, she was wading in water. Went to put the keys in the car, this is back in the day, I can tell you, to open it, and felt in the water, and she had to fish for him, finally got in out of the rain, went down to the dry cleaner to pick up his suit, and it wasn't ready yet. She said she was not happy. She said, "But you know what? I got in the car and I started back," and she said, "I heard the little," and remember you used to get these beep, beep, beep on the radio? It said, "This is a test from the American, you know, broadcasting company for an emergency broadcast." And it says, "But if it was a real emergency, I would tell you so." She said the Lord spoke to her and said, "You know what? If this is a real emergency, I would have told you so." And that scripture is so beautiful because it says he delivers the afflicted in their affliction and opens their ears to his voice in adversity. When we're in the midst of a real adversity, we can expect to hear the word of God speak to us, the Holy Spirit. Psalm 4:1 in Young's literal. It says, to a psalm of David, In my calling answer thou me, O God of my righteousness. In adversity thou gavest enlargements to me. Favor me and hear my prayer. Contemporary English version says, and that's part of that same scripture, free me from my troubles, have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. Many scriptures we can take before the Lord in our time of adversity. 3, understand adversity as a trick of the enemy. And here's a little recap from a couple days ago that we thought about, and you'll see it. Luke 16:8 in the Message Bible says, now here's a surprise. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you, this is Jesus speaking, I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials, so you'll live, really live, and not complacently just getting by on good behavior. You know, we just studied this a couple days ago where I brought it up. It wouldn't hurt to study this a little bit more. And when you're hit with something like losing your job or things that are just not turning out and you're going, why is this happening? It might be good to take the scripture and go, Lord, show me how to be on alert. Show me how to look for the angles. Show me how to survive by my wits. And you know what? Creative survival. Concentrate. Anyway, it might be worth a study for you. Number 4, call your heavenly 911 in the midst of adversity. Psalm 18:6 in Young's literal translation says, "In mine adversity I call Jehovah, and unto my God I cry. He heareth from his temple my voice, and my cry before him cometh unto his ears." The Message Bible translation of Psalm 18:6 says, "My cry bringeth me right into his presence, a private audience." Hallelujah. And 2 Samuel 22:7 in Young's literal says, "In mine adversity I call Jehovah, and unto my God I call, and he heareth me from his temple my voice, and my cry is in his ears." Number 5, energize your opposition to adversity. Proverbs 18:14 in the Message Bible says, "A healthy spirit conquers adversity, but what can you do when the spirit is crushed?" That's something to contemplate. That same scripture in the Contemporary English Version says it this way: "Being cheerful helps when we are sick, but nothing helps when we give up." Great advice. Psalm 102:2 in Young's literal translation says, "Hide not thou thy face from me in a day of mine adversity. Incline unto me thine ear. In the day I call, haste, answer me." And that same scripture in Psalm 102:2 in the New Living Bible says it this way: "Don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down to listen and answer me quickly when I call to you." Call our 911. Number 6, activate your delivery from adversity. In 2 Samuel 4:9 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "As the Lord lives, who redeemed my life out of all adversity." And in Psalm 50:15, in Young's literal translation, it says, "You call me in the day, a day of adversity. I deliver thee, and thou honorest me." So God is even saying, call me in the day of adversity. Hallelujah. I love that instruction. Number 7, give a generous God the last word on adversity. In 1 Peter 5:8-11 in the Message Bible, it says, "Keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only one plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on your faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word." Yes, he does. And here is 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 in the Message Bible. This will comfort and strengthen you also. It says, "So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's a far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever." Well, we started by this call by quoting Job, so let's end it in the same way. When Job gets out of his adversity, Job 42:10 says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave him Job twice as much as he had before." Now, that's a great one. We can personalize it, so why don't we? "And the Lord turned the captivity of Maya when she prayed for her friends. Also, the Lord gave Maya twice as much as she had before." And it says, "And the Lord," let's do a few more. "And the Lord turned the captivity of John when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave John twice as much as he had before." How about, and the Lord turned the captivity of Lawrence when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Lawrence twice as much as he had before. Let's throw in a couple more. And the Lord turned the captivity of Dave when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Dave twice as much as he had before. And one more. The Lord turned the captivity of Fred when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Fred twice as much as he had before. Hallelujah. I really ran crazy today by telling that story, but I pray that you will have a marvelous Monday, even if it is tax day, and never forget how much we think of all of you. So have a marvelous Monday and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you and appreciate you. Bye-bye.